Things I wish I didn't do well, but I continue learning. Hello. Welcome to the show. It's me, your host, Tiffany Moore. Tiffany Moore. This is my podcast, More Than You Can Chew. Excuse me. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am mostly over my sickness. Look, I'm a big weirdo. I do weird things. I have a big selenite wand. It's a crystal. You can Google it. You can find it on Amazon. And selenite has all of these healing properties. I rubbed these crystals all over my body on my third day of sickness, and the sickness disappeared. Was it because of the crystals? I don't know. Was it because it was just ready to leave my body? I don't know. But who cares? It's fun. I mean, why not just try it? So, but there is still this lingering. A really, 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 I don't know. I still feel like something lingering in my throat here. So because of that, I didn't want to like kick it back up. So I haven't smoked marijuana in a full week now. It's been an entire week. And as you know, I'm a lady who likes to puff the devil's lettuce from time to time, and actually on a daily basis. So not smoking for an entire week when you're used to smoking every day, you know, not all day every day, but you know, when I get home in the evening time, I like to have a few puffs. I don't go wild. I have an electronic THC cigarette, and I'd like to take a few puffs, you know, to enjoy my programs, to have a little laugh at some stupid TikToks, you know, whatever the night may hold. So it's been this very interesting experience not smoking THC, and I've done this from time to time. I've taken breaks here and there, and I've taken months off before, you know, but I've taken this time off, and it was bothering my throat when I was sick, so I just stopped doing it. I was like, this is really hurting my throat and it's making it worse. There is this strange thing that happens. I get sick once a year, and it's always around the same time, like late February, early March. And that's when I get sick. Like, I could almost, like, set a watch to it. I just get sick every year right around that time. Just once. Just the once. And it's never anything crazy. You know, it's 3 or 4 days, whatever, and it's gone. But I always feel very different after the sickness leaves my body. And I can't really explain why without sounding like a complete nut job. I think there's a complete, absolute possibility that I get downloads from the universe when I'm sick. Or it's just something about resting and not really like feeling like I have to do all of these things in the day. And just being able to have that time to myself to recuperate and rest. I don't know, something in me changes after that time. I feel different. I usually have like this big jolt of energy. But now, not smoking for a week, and I really don't plan on smoking anytime soon, just because, and look, I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum. Whatever you do, fucking you do you. But I'm just talking about my personal experience here. I have always been a heavy smoker all of my life. That's my vice. That's my thing. You know, I've tried a ton of different drugs, and I've gotten hooked on a ton of different drugs. But Mary Jane has been the one constant in my life. Like, I mean, every day, constant. Like, you know, besides taking a few months off here and there, just Mary Jane is the one constant in my life. So you get so accustomed to it that it just becomes like, it's hard to explain. Your body just adjusts to having THC in it, you know, and like you don't even really notice these kind of different ways that your body feels and reacts to things. And especially for me, like, I, my favorite strain is Cresco. Just forgot the name of it. Let me get it. Cresco Citrus Daydream. Oh my God. Citrus Daydream. It's my all-time favorite. It is a sativa. So I'm usually more of a hybrid kind of gal. Indica, if I need to sleep, if I want to be completely put out. Hybrid usually, like, keeps me pretty sane. But, and sativa tends to get me way too heady. Like, I overthink everything, and I like, get really anxious and worried and stressed out. But Citrus Daydream is just, that and Jack Jack Herrera. In very specific strains, like companies that make that. I do like that one as well. But if I overdo it, I'm going to like start overthinking and I'm going to get a little anxious. But the high is so fun, I don't really care. So I've been completely sober. I've been raw-dogging life, you could say, for this past week. And Jesus fucking Christ. I've just reevaluated everything in my life in this past week. I really have. When it comes to things in my personal life, in my career, just what my daily life looks like, what my goals are, I just feel like I've been reevaluating everything this past week because I'm not going to say that THC keeps me in a haze, but not smoking this past week, I've just noticed such a huge difference in myself and how I deal with issues and how I'm looking at my future. Like, it's hard to really put into words, but I'm seeing, like, things that I want to upgrade in my life, things I kind of want to like tweak and change a little bit. It's kind of just given me, a new sense of, it's like a new set of eyes in a lot of ways, you know? And a lot of these things I'm looking at that I've been dealing with or putting up with, you know, I'm not going to go into specifics, but I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ, like, why would I put up with a lot of these things? Or why am I still, like, stuck in this, you know, specific scenario or this, you know, situation? And because now everything seems so clear. And I think it's because when I had that downtime to really, like, take the time off of work and rest, you know, even though I was sick, it was just, you, in that time, like, you kind of tend to reflect on a lot of things when you're kind of, like, trapped in your house. I don't know, I got very nostalgic, and I was thinking a lot about, like, you know, my childhood and my 20s and stuff like that, and just kind of reminiscing because I had so much free time on my hands, and I was going kind of crazy in my house. And I just started kind of reflecting back on everything I've been through in my life and how far I've come and where I'm at now and, like, what this means for my future. Like, just really, you know, a lot of things were percolating at this point. And we're moving into spring. We're moving into Aries season. You know, it's, like, right around the corner here. The spring equinox is coming up. Aries season. Eclipse season. I mean, like, get on TikTok right now and look at all of the biblical bullshit that's happening with the solar eclipse. I mean, like, they're closing schools, the National Guard is coming in, like, they're telling us to prepare. You know, if you live in one of these cities where you're able to see the solar eclipse, I think it's April 8th, you know, they're telling you to, like, stock up on food and stuff because so many people are coming, like, but all of the, there's all of these, like, biblical warnings of how, like, you know, the states, the cities that it's moving through were predicted in the Bible of the end of days and all this stuff. Like, it's just fucking insane, but fascinating. It's all fascinating as well. And it's just a very, I don't know when life's ever going to feel normal again, you know, or if it's ever going to feel normal again. And I saw this thing that said, it was, like, at the beginning of this month, the last time things felt normal was 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, Jesus Christ, you know, before the pandemic, you know, February 2020, March 2020, before the quarantine started, before lockdown started. You just think about what life was like before quarantine. It's really almost, it's really difficult to even think about how life was because it feels like time has just been moving so fast, especially the past couple of years. Time has been moving so fast. And I don't know. It's just, everything feels kind of weird. But, and now being sober, I don't know, I'm just kind of like thinking about things in a new way and kind of reevaluating, like, what I'm doing here and what I really want out of life. And I did all of that during the pandemic, you know, and it feels like every year I just kind of, like, go through this new cycle, you know, where I'm upgrading, and it's just like, well, what do you want out of life now, you know, and what do you want out of life this year? And what, and it's beyond anything, like, superficial, or I just can't dream about, like, luxury, you know, that doesn't move me, that doesn't inspire me. I'm just like, what do I want to create, what do I want to do, you know what I mean? Like, what do I want to experiment with? What kind of adventures do I want to go on, you know? Like, what part of the world do I want to see? What, you know, just things like that. Like, what am I doing? You know, like, what the fuck is life? All of these things are just kind of, like, percolating in my mind. And I also think it's very, very, very fascinating that when you smoke marijuana before you go to bed, at least for me, and I've seen this on a lot of Reddit forums, you don't dream or you don't remember your dreams. And there's some kind of like scientific reason for this. Like, it's not that you don't go into the REM cycle. You still do, but you experience it differently because you're going to bed high. I don't know. I mean, like, you can do the research yourself if you're really that interested. But there's some kind of like scientific logic for why you can't remember your dreams when you go to bed high. Which is to say, it's also very interesting because you're not staying high the whole time that you're asleep. You know what I mean? Like, if you sleep for, let's say, 8 to 10 hours every night, and you smoke before you go to bed, I mean, that THC is going to linger for, what, a couple hours? 4 hours max, I would say. You know what I mean? Before, like, it wears off, you come down, and all that kind of stuff. So, look, why don't you remember your dreams from, you know, if you go to bed at, like, 8 o'clock, let's say, you know, the THC wears off in your body at, like, midnight. Why don't you remember your dreams from, like, 2 to 6 a.m., you know, before you wake up? It's very interesting. So now, this past week, I've been having extremely vivid dreams. It's fucking fascinating and kind of eerie to dream again. Because they're so vivid, and it seems like, I mean, like, long dreams. Like, the whole time I'm asleep, I'm dreaming, I feel. And, you know, I can't, like, specifically think of what the dreams, but it's always, like, about people I know, and I'm interacting with them, my sisters, like, people in my family. There's always, like, people involved. And it's never anything, like, specific. But it's weird. It's just weird when you haven't dreamt in years and years and years. And I just wonder, like, what kind of effect does that have on how you move throughout the day and how you move throughout your life? Like, I wonder how important dreams are to remember. I don't know. It's just all very fascinating when you take this break from THC when you've been smoking nonstop every day. You know, just your whole life. I mean, like, the past 20 years of my life, at least, you know, 30 years, Jesus Christ, easily, the last 30 years of my life, THC has been in it with me, you know, like, along the way, every step of the way, every single day, almost. So it's always strange when you take this break, and it's also strange that usually I'll go through withdrawal, and I'll get really moody and, you know, short-tempered. I always can't fall asleep. That's always a thing when I stop smoking. I can't fall asleep. Like, and to me, this clarity and just to experience my life in a different way and to have this kind of, like, new motivation to push myself in different directions that I really didn't have before, you know, this past week, that are now present and here, and just like, hey, I want to try this stuff. Like, not being able to fall asleep till like 2 or 3 in the morning, that's kind of just like, I don't have to get up early. Like, I don't consider that a huge loss. I'm a huge night owl anyway. I love staying up late. Like, I know that's really dorky and cheesy, but like, I love staying up. There's just something about, like, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. It's just such a magical time, I think. Just such a beautiful time to just, like, sit in silence or meditate. And I don't know. That's one of my favorite times of, you know, the day. Are those really wee hours of the morning when everything's quiet and asleep and you can just kind of, like, be up and roused in those hours and, like, writing during those hours, or just, like I said, like, sitting in silence and meditating or listening to really calming music and just, you know, just being present. That's one of my favorite things to do. But it has been really interesting. So I don't have this huge desire to smoke again. It feels like the habit of it, you know, the ritual of it is kind of like the only thing that gnaws at me sometimes. But even that is just like, I like this headspace that I'm in so much that it's not enough to go back to that. Like, I'm sure at some point I'll smoke again, you know, but right now it just doesn't feel like something I'm really desiring to do, because I do feel like this part of me is waking up that has been dormant for a really long time for whatever reason. I don't want to blame it all on weed, you know what I mean? But like, there is this part of me that's been dormant and hasn't really like thought about a lot of these things that are percolating in my head now. But oh, it's just been so fascinating to dream again. I love it. And I love waking up and thinking about the dreams, because I haven't dreamt in so long. I don't know. There's just something like, it's so nice. It's just so nice to have dreams again and to remember them. But I don't really have anything specific to talk about. I just wanted to put an episode out. I think I don't even really have a rideshare story of the week for this week, because I haven't been working that much. But I was thinking that, is there a album or a song, preferably an album, like if you have one specific album, like every song all the way through, that transports you back to a time like that? And I was thinking about this for me. I have all kinds of, you know, specific songs that do that for me. But an album, an entire album that transports me back to one of my favorite times in my life was Weezer's Pinkerton album. And this album dropped, I want to say late 90s, 96 or 97. So I would have been, oh my God. Jesus, take the wheel. I got to do math. I would have been 17. I would have been 15. If it was 97, if it dropped in 97, I would have been 15, going on 16. And this album, when I still listen to it today, it still fucking slaps. One of my favorite Weezer albums, and I love Weezer. The Blue Album, Pinkerton, I love a lot of their albums, but Pinkerton for me, it just takes me back to this time specifically of punk rock shows. And I can vividly remember like what era, you know, of punk I was at that time. And I was into really like poppy punk bands at that time. And I remember I loved the Blue Album by Weezer, but when Pinkerton came out, it was like a visceral response to that album. I don't even know how to put it into words, because it's not, I love music. I love all kinds of different music, but this album has a fucking grip on me, man. Like, it will automatically, no matter what song I hear from it, it automatically transports me back to this time in my life of just being fucking 16. You know what I mean? And just, the 90s were just such an epic, beautiful decade. Oh my God, take me back. Take me back to the fucking 90s. I just loved the 90s. That was our peak as humans. The 90s were our peak as a society. Like, there's no question about it. But the way that this album had a hold over me, I can't name a lot of other albums by other bands that really, really just had this hold over me. I would listen to it on repeat, nonstop, over and over and over and over. Like, I wore the CD out so fucking bad in my CD player, and I would just listen to it non-fucking-stop. And it just makes me think of, like, how powerful music is. And sometimes scents will do that for you, too. Like, if you have a certain smell, like, it'll kind of, like, take you back in time, like, you know, maybe your aunt used to wear it or something, or it reminds you of something from your childhood, and it can just take you back. And I think it's just so fascinating how that kind of stuff happens. And it's fucking time travel. That's what time travel is. Like, it can actually, like, take you back to this moment of when I was 16 years old. I had this crush on a guy who was in a band and played at punk rock shows. And I was trying to get my sister's boyfriend to set me up with him. And life was just so simple, looking back, you know, in hindsight. And at the time, everything felt so dramatic. And, you know, I was really awkward as a 16-year-old. I didn't have a lot of attention from men until I hit my late 20s. Basically, once I got into a 12-year relationship, that's the only time that I ever had any interest from men. So I never really got to experience, you know, being a proper slut and really understanding my power over the male race. No, but it just takes me back to this time that seems so simple. And especially right now, where we're advancing at this rate that is absolutely fucking insane. It's absolutely insane how quickly we're advancing with all of this AI and technology. And I can't even get myself to give a fuck about the election. I really can't. Like, I'm not invested at all in who wins at this point. I'm not, like, it's not even on my radar because it's all so fucking ridiculous to me. It's all just such a show. It's all just, like, to get us riled up. Like, to me, it's just so, it's such bullshit that, like, no one's addressing, like, the actual things that need to be taken care of, the actual problems. Like, is any of this stuff ever going to get fucking addressed, or are we just going to be watching this fucking circus forever? Like, I don't care. I just can't get myself, I can't get myself to care. And it's something I've always been really involved in, and it's something I've always cared about a lot. And for some reason, it's so disgusting to me. It's so insulting to me that they throw these two fucking geriatric motherfuckers up and, like, okay, which one is it gonna be? You know what I mean? And it's just like, I don't care. I don't care. Like, we're already in hell. This is hell. This is hell. This is hell right now. We're living in hell right now. So, like, whatever the fuck, I don't care anymore. I just don't care. Like, create more chaos. Like, you know what I mean? Like, obviously people are just so docile at this point and so unaffected by everything that I don't really know what it would take anymore to get people to change or to get people to, like, give a shit. So it's just like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with the election. I'm sure once we get closer to November, I'll get more, like, hyped up and, like, you know, want to be more involved and stuff. But right now it's just like, it's all just headlines to me. It's all, you know, everybody's just trying to grab these fucking headlines and get your attention and get you fucking angry and, like, look at this fucking idiot in red, look at this idiot in blue. And it's just like, I'm so tired of the two-party system. I'm just so fucking tired of it. So I've just reverted back to living in the 90s. That's how I've decided to deal with this. And I already feel so alien from most of society because I went from, before the pandemic, being this person who really cared about, like, climbing the corporate ladder and, you know, being the best in my business and, you know, like, caring about, like, all of these things that other people care about and the things you're supposed to care about and being really competitive with other people. And, you know, like, everything is just, like, how you are. I don't know. Like, I feel so far removed from society at this point. I've thought about just, like, what if I just was homeless? You know, like, all of these things are just kind of entering my mind because I don't see a lot of hope in the future if we continue the way that we are. You know, like, I just don't see a lot of hope in the future for us if we continue down this road that we are going. And no one's addressing the real issues that need to happen. So it's just it's a weird fucking space to be in. It's so expensive. It's so fucking expensive to just survive on this planet, to just be alive, to just be alive on this planet. It costs so much fucking money. It's mine, like, this can't continue. Like, it literally can't continue this way. You know, like, everybody's gonna be fucking homeless at some point. Like, we can barely afford groceries. It's absolutely insane. And so I'm just time traveling back to the 90s, and I'm just, no, I refuse to dissociate. I refuse to ignore what's happening. But right now, I really just can't deal with the presidential race. I really, like, it's so fucking disgusting to me. And there are such bigger things at play right now that need to be taken care of. I just don't, like, give a fuck about either of these two fucking idiots, honestly. So, maybe this is just gonna be a venting episode. And I'll probably change my mind about everything tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, that's just where I'm at. It's a really weird, weird time to be alive. The Terminator was the prequel to The Matrix, you know? The Terminator was the prequel to The Matrix. The woman who wrote all the books. Yes, she was a woman. She wrote all of the books about the Matrix before it was made into a movie, and she talks about how the Terminator was the prequel to The Matrix. What does that tell you? Like, what does that tell you? It's just absolutely the fucking weirdest time to be alive. So, you gotta find those little pleasures in life. You gotta find the little joys in life, the things that make you feel human again. Listening to Weezer's Pinkerton, listening to those songs that take you back to a simpler time, you know, before things got all fucked up and weird and shitty and bizarre and surreal. You know, Flavor of Love, Rock of Love, Daisy of Love, I Love New York, all those things, you know, they take you back to a simpler time where you can just digress, regress into. Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, this has turned into a horrible idea. I knew I shouldn't have turned on the microphone, but that's what we did. And really, I really just wanted to talk about music that transports you to a different time, to a different place, to a different dimension, to a different way of life. And it's been weird having this week off from THC. I feel like THC really helps you be delusional and in a space where you don't really have to think about things all the time. And then you take that break and you're sober and you're just raw dog in life. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? And I'm sure there's people out there like, yeah, Tiff, that's what we, yeah. Yeah, that's where we're at. Thanks for catching up. Like, that's where we've been. What the fuck is going on? And I already lost my mind. I've already lost my mind completely. And it's come back and it's different now and things are different. And I can't explain that. And I can't explain how different things are. But everything is weird and I'm fine. Everything's gonna be fine. You know, this is all good. It's exciting to have dreams again. You know, these aren't anything, it's nothing that's gonna really change my life that much, but life, man. Life's fucking crazy. So, yeah, that's about all I have to say. I feel really out of touch. I feel really alien and alienated from society. I feel like I don't care about the same things a lot of people care about. I don't really care, you know, if they're right about the solar eclipse and that's the end of the world. I don't give a shit. I welcome it. I don't give a shit. Like, this, I'm done. I'm done with Earth. I'm done with Earth. I'm really done with Earth. Like, Earth is just going so downhill at such a rapid pace. I really think I'm done. But again, all this is going to change tomorrow. So, we're just having fun. We're just joking around. And, yeah, so I hope you can find some things that can transport you to the easier days in your life, which were probably the 90s for you as well, I'm sure. And I just wanted to get a little something out there for some proof of life, because even social media is really draining anymore, and I don't know. It's just a weird, weird time to be alive, as always, and it just gets weirder every fucking day. But it's always a fucking adventure. Keeps you on your toes. So, that's going to do it for this episode, if I decide to put this fucking garbage out. And hopefully come at you with a brand new episode next week. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.